The night was warmer than usual. A perfect night for some debauchery. And my favorite pet was on her way over, yet again. Eager and hoping for a much more successful turnout than last time, I'm sure. You come in and kick your shoes off. There's something different in the air. I can almost smell your need through that long coat. You drop it on the floor and you're naked again. But you're just different. I can't put my finger on it, but there's a primal hunger that's transmitting from you like an antenna. I'm picking up the signal loud and clear. You push past me and head toward my chamber. Oh, yes. The craving is so strong. I can see it giving you goosebumps down your arms. I know it's not the temperature because, like I said, it was a warm night, and I always keep my apartment on the warmer side. Much more encouraging to take clothes off. Work smarter, not harder. You stand next to the wheel, and you're carefully reading all the things that are left. Now, seeing that there are two X's, the possibility is doubled that you'll land on one and get spanked. But somehow I don't think you'll mind. You grab the wheel and I steal your hand with mine. I ask, why the rush? Do you have some place to be? Because I will not rush my work here with you. We are done when I say we are done. So if you have something you need to do, then maybe you should put your shoes back on and go do it. You looked me in the eyes and told me that you were in a rush to get me inside you. You still haven't come yet. Really? I thought for sure you would have fucked yourself silly when you got home after the torture of last time. But no, you did not. You just went home and sat on your aching pussy and whimpered your way through the week until it was time to come back. Wow, this is going to be fun. Your legs clenched at the smile I gave you, one of satisfaction and approval. I didn't have to say it, but you knew I was thinking it. Good girl. I let go of your hand and step back, nodding to go ahead and take your spin. You pulled the wheel down quick, much, much faster than the last two times. I can tell you're a little nervous, but what you don't know is that no matter what it lands on, you're not making it out of here without coming until you almost black out. Tick, 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 tick. Uh-oh. An evil grin creeps up on my face as a sigh comes out of you. It landed on an X. I take you by the throat and drag you to my bed. Turn you around and forcefully bend you over. I start off slow. Firm smacks on one side then the other. Gently rubbing the tender skin in between. Gradually, I get harder, hearing the different grunts and whimpers depending on the impact, the yelp and hiss when it's a loud smack, and the deep groan when it's more of a hard thud. Now remember, I will keep spanking you until you say the safe word, and then you can spin again. You audibly growled as I spanked you a little harder. Alternating cheeks and increasing the force with every spank. You start gripping the bed sheets as I slap you. Your head flings back. I feel like you might almost be able to come from this. That's how worked up you are. But I take one big twist of my body and slap your ass so hard you lunge onto the bed, whimpering the safe word. I crawl onto the bed and hold you for a minute, petting your hair, Anytime my pets say the safe word, they get some immediate aftercare. Clearly, if you're pushed that far, you need a minute of comfort and reassurance that everything is okay, I've stopped, and when you're ready, we can move on. A few forehead kisses and cuddles, and you're ready to spin. I slide off the bed first and reach for your hands, helping you slide to the edge and up onto the floor. You turn and walk towards the wheel with a limp and your hand on your ass cheek, looking back over your shoulder with a furrowed brow and a smirk. I smile back and say, you know, if you weren't such a brat, you would have just said it right away and got to spin again. Another audible sigh and a head shake from you as you grab the wheel and spin again. Tick, 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 tick. Taste. In conjunction with taste is speech. It definitely could have been worse. It could have landed on edging or pain, but alas. I step over to the bed and look at my assortment of gags, looking back at you, then back down, deciding the size I should use on you. I pick one that looks just right. Black leather strap, red ball in the middle. I turn to you and order you to come to me. You step up, opening your mouth to ask a question, which makes my eyebrows go up and my head turn a little, using my face to say, You close your mouth, cross your arms over your chest. So cute when you pout. I turn you around and whisper, on second thought, open your mouth again. I swing the ball gag over and pull it when I feel it slip into your open mouth. You whimper around it. Muffled enough. I hook the strap and turn you around. Not a sound, not a taste. And I know how much you love to taste. Not just me, but yourself too. I use my foot to push yours a little more apart. Your legs spread a little as you stand in front of me, arms down by your side. I reach my hand for that sweet, warm center of you, curling my fingers between those lips and up into your wet pussy. A big, hard swirl around, and then I pull my finger out, all shiny with your juices. You watch me as I put my finger in my mouth and suck it clean. Fuck, you taste so goddamn good. Inaudible swears come from behind the ball. I clear the bed and have you get on it. Lie on your back for now. That's a good. Now spread your fucking legs. I kneel next to your face. With my left hand, I start to stroke my cock. Not my dominant hand, but it still feels good. With my right hand, I finger fuck your pussy again. Making sure to pay closer attention to your body language because, yes, you are going to come tonight, but only when I'm ready for it. With two fingers hooked into your cunt, I slam them in and out with a slight tug upwards with every pump. You grab onto my thigh, then reach for my cock. I let you grab it, which you immediately looked at me in shock. I never said you couldn't touch me, my pet. You just can't taste me. And right now is when you'd have my cock as deep down your throat as possible, but... Not tonight. You stroke me as I finger you, matching my rhythm and intensity. I can feel my cock dripping pre-cum on your fingers. Oh, the torture. As soon as I feel your hands stop pumping, I stop fingering you. That's usually your telltale sign that an orgasm is ramping up. The frustration. You grab me and push me down. I'll let you have this moment. Your hand reaches down and grabs my cock as you guide it into your pussy. Oh, my sweet little pet. This will not take long for you. You slide me all the way inside you and your thighs start shaking immediately. Your fingers dig into my chest. I grab your thighs and growl at you that if you're going to push me down and get on top, then you better be ready to fuck me. I start pumping my hips up as I pull your hips back and forth, my thick cock now gliding in and out and hitting all the right spots. Your eyes bug out and then roll back. As you fall forward onto my chest, moaning so loud against the rubber ball in your mouth, I press my lips to your ear and tell you that you are allowed to come as many times as you possibly can. I mean, it would be pretty fucked up of me to make you ask for permission to come on a night you can't speak. Not too fucked up that I wouldn't do it, but not tonight. As soon as I said the words, your head tilted back and all the veins in your neck started showing. I could feel your pussy squeezing my cock harder than it ever has before, and I just kept pounding it up into you, fucking you from underneath. Such force, I'm basically using gravity to bounce you up and down on me. With a fistful of your hair, I pull it tight and demand that you do not stop coming. Keep coming on my cock and don't you dare stop. I keep fucking you hard and I keep feeling the rush of liquid from your aching cunt. You tapped on my shoulder and slid off. It wasn't the non-verbal safe word, but it was the I need a minute sign. You flopped onto your stomach, trying to catch your breath, which is hard with that gag, I'm sure. You feel me moving, but you're still shaking from those orgasms. God, I can only imagine how good that felt after waiting all this time, after what I did to you last week. I kneel behind you, slowly pumping my cock, your cum and juices dripping off my balls to the bed. I tell you that when you're ready, just get up on your hands and knees for me. You slowly get in position. I grab you by your hair and pull you back so you're straight up, twisting your head toward me. I lick the other side of the ball gag and then I spit on it. A growl tries to find its way out because I know how much you wanted that in your mouth. I push you back down and immediately slide my dick back inside you, asking you how bad you wish you could taste my cock right now, covered in your cum, dripping my own pre-cum. It must be torture. You just nod yes as you moan against the rubber ball. Harder and harder, I fuck you from behind, gliding my finger in your asshole and telling you to watch me suck on it. I love the taste of your ass, too. So delicious, and none for you. As I'm fucking you, I tell you to come again. You nod yes as I dig my fingers into your soft skin and fuck you harder, relentlessly. Getting faster as you cry through your gag. I feel you come again. Such a good fucking girl. So good that I'm about to come too. I fuck you faster and faster, moaning louder before pulling out and grabbing you by the hair, turning you as I pump my hand on my cock, your eyes looking up at me as I start shooting my cum all over the ball gag. Across your cheeks and on your lips. Ah, so close to being able to taste my cum, but you can't. You can feel it, smell the scent of sex and your cum in the air, but you can't taste any of it. I see you trying to wiggle your lips and get some of my cum in your mouth. Bad girl. I grab a hand towel and I wipe your face clean, making sure I don't miss a drop before I take the gag off you. I know those aren't the most comfy things in the world to wear. I toss the gag and I pull you on me as we fall to the bed. You're still letting out little trembles, wiggling your jaw and rubbing the sides of your mouth as you whimper. My pet. You look up at me with a smile, and I smile back. You know, if you don't have anywhere to be, I might be open to a session without any limitations, if that's something that you'd be interested in.